Athabasca. February can be a busy time on the farm, between late nights checking cows and calves in cold temperatures and daylight hours spent planning for spring planting efforts, and everything in between. But for rural and farm ladies in Athabasca County, February also means a full day away from their regular duties, filled instead with recognition and celebration of the crucial role women play, have, and continue to play in rural living. Thursday, February 6th. Marked the 41st year Athabasca County and the Agricultural Service Board collaborated to host the Celebrating Rural Women's Conference and Awards, which took place in the Athabasca Regional Multiplex Fieldhouse. For ladies like Paulette Plamondon, Jeannie Cloutier Plamondon, and Gwen Benuick, the annual event was a chance to catch up with neighbors, friends, and family. Lexi Freehill, AA. The day celebrates all women, past and present, for their dedication to the rural way of life, but two ladies in particular were given a special honor, one neither Olga Swarin nor Darlene Cleavely expected. "Mom, you're probably wondering why I'm up here," said Gloria Matoga, Swarin's daughter, from the podium on stage. "Well, we hope that this is a surprise for you. We tried very hard to keep it quiet." Swarin, named 2025 Pioneer Woman of the Year, was taken aback as she crossed the stage, wagging her finger at her daughter and fighting back tears as generations of her family joined her, sharing hugs and smiles. Now 86, Swarin was born into a life of farming in the grassland area in 1938, and with no brothers, considered herself the son her father never had. She was a dedicated hand from a young age, driving the tractor, helping with chores, and stepping into the kitchen to help manage her sister's restaurant as a teen, where she discovered a love for feeding others. In 1957, Swarin married husband Bill, and started a life, farm, and family of four. The pair grew grain and raised cattle, eventually making the shift to purebred Simmental stock. Swarin's determination despite hardships like raising a family and livestock with no running water were recalled during her daughter's speech, and a grandson read aloud a poem written about Swarin more than 20 years ago. Lexi Freehill, AA. A lot of winters, Bill worked away to bring in more income to help the farming operation. Mom had to look after the farm and her children, said Matoga. I remember her calving out the cows, bedding down and feeding the cattle, doing the chores, and taking care of her family, with no running water. It wasn't until 1979 the Swarins had access to modern plumbing thanks to the purchase of a new house. No more running to the well to get water to drink, or heat up to wash clothes, or to fill the small round metal tub we had to bathe in. And best of all, no more outhouse, said Matoga, earning chuckles. And more than farm chores, Swarin is remembered for her culinary contributions to the community. She ran a Husky restaurant for 5 years, catered local events, and still sells traditional Ukrainian staples like pierogies and much more. Swarin is still the main chef at family gatherings, and is an active canner, ensuring her garden harvest doesn't go to waste. We as a family are trying to get her to slow down, and it's still not working, said Matoga. Cleavely was equally surprised to be named 2025 Modern Farm Woman of the Year, and shared a meaningful hug with her nominator, friend and neighbor Vicky Nadeau. Cleavely shared an emotional hug with friend, neighbor, and nominator Vicky Nadeau, who said Cleavely's success uplifts and inspires those around her. Lexi Freehill, AA. Today I want to share with you a story about mentorship, dedication, and the profound impact one person can have on a professional dream, said Nadeau. Have you ever wondered what it's like to completely reinvent yourself, to look at life's biggest challenges, and say, this won't stop me? Well, Darlene, it did not stop her. Cleavely started her professional life as an electronics engineer in the late 1970s, working for names Saskatchewan Telephone and Dow Chemical, and even returning to instruct at the Northern Alberta Institute of Technology. But an unexpected turn in her health saw Cleavely move from city life to rural living, where she started her new life with a few horses. In the years that followed, she got married and bought her first orphan calves, which she raised into a herd of 150 females. A 1999 divorce changed the trajectory of Cleavely's life yet again, but Nadeau described a woman not so easily swayed. Imagine facing that alone. Managing a farm single-handedly, dealing with health issues, and then having to weather the devastating BSE, mad cow disease, crisis that brought our cattle industry to its knees. Most people would have walked away, but Darlene kept on going. Cleavely balanced jobs in teaching, figure skating, and fish and wildlife, with farming, and now at 65 years old, the Cleavely Cattle Company is renowned for prize cattle and bulls, respected by buyers and breeders who come straight to her. Darlene isn't just running a farm, she's mastering it, said Nadeau. All while doing this solo, proving that age and gender are no barriers to agriculture excellence. And she's also dedicated to uplifting not only her neighbors, who like Nadeau, have gotten their own operations off the ground thanks to Cleavely's advice, but the next generation of farmers and ranchers through the Green Certificate and Registered Apprenticeship programs. Her accomplishments as a solo female rancher are inspiring, said Nadeau. She's shown us that success isn't just about personal achievement, it's about lifting others up along the way. Conference content. In addition to the awards, guests enjoyed farm, ag, and health-centered content from a wide range of speakers. Andrea Carleon and Stacey Murray from Westlock's Gateway Research Organization shared their own rural roots and news about upcoming workshops and a 50th anniversary celebration this June. Perryvale local Dr. Nicole Tiering gave an informative presentation on the best ways to boost everyday energy, from hormone health and sleep hygiene to diet and nutrition. Her speech aimed to highlight how rural women can go from farm strong to mentally, physically, and energetically resilient. MNP's Georgina Niddle spoke on the importance of and intricacies within succession and transition planning for farming operations and lands. She noted although 75% of farms across the country will change hands in the next decade, less than 20% of owners have plans for the transition. Guests were on their feet during Dr. Caroline Brookfield's keynote presentation on reconnecting with and utilizing the innate creativity in humans in everyday life, a task with which rural women are often familiar. Elaine Hemian was an enthusiastic volunteer during Dr. Caroline Brookfield's keynote speech on reconnecting with our innate creativity and harnessing it as a tool in everyday life, which involved a YMCA-style exercise to instill her insights. Lexi Freehill, AA, and local talents Carly Bilski and Will O'Donnell played original and classic country tunes as guests browsed a vendor market hawking local wares and services. Conference chair Kelly Chamzuk said this year's event was another success, and was the culmination of many hours from both longtime and new faces. Luckily for us, we have some members that have been on the board for a long time, so we have that residual long-standing history and they know how to make the thing successful, and really pull together as a team. Everybody brought a strength to the table, said Chamzuk. Next year, the 42nd annual Celebrating Rural Women's Conference will be held in Boyle, and Chamzuk said other small communities throughout the county will also be considered as hosts in future years. As we celebrate rural women, it's not just town, it's not just county or the village, said Chamzuk. Next year Boyle, and who knows, maybe the year after, small town Rochester or Wandering River. Lexi Freehill, townandcountrytoday.com.